We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Allow me to introduce myself.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
Well, y'all came a long way.
I think that y'all have a certain amount of respect for, you know, what everybody else does, and y'all are just the best at what y'all do.
This platform, the reach y'all have that you earned, makes space for somebody like me.
You guys have a direct line to the culture.
Oh, my God. Charlamagne and DJ Envy?
Yes, you are.
All I do is read about the Breakfast Club.
Really?
Every morning,
that's good.
You guys are trending. Every, you know, I drag my ass out of bed. I'm like, what happened on the Breakfast Club today?
Get your ass up!
Good morning, USA!
Hey, fam, good morning.
It's Thursday!
I know, that's right. It is a Thursday.
And today is Breakfast Club's Change for Change.
I'm excited for that.
All morning long, we're going to help you out. If you need it, hopefully you emailed us. You told us what you needed it for, how much you needed. And we're going to be calling people all morning long, just blessing y'all with some bread.
Oh, man, this is a great time of the year. I love to be able to give out money to people. To help them out in any way possible. It is a difficult time at the holidays because we are spending so much money.
Yeah.
I took my mom to lunch yesterday. So that was nice. You know, your parents, like, you got to lie to them about how much things cost.
Of course.
No matter what, it's
too
much.
Expensive. Yeah, absolutely.
No matter what.
Absolutely. And and they did say that next year they're probably going to raise interest rates on loans, car loans, lending money. They're saying that people are spending too much money, and that's why inflation is so high. Things cost so much money. So they're saying once they raise these rates, people will stop spending, and some of these prices will go down. So expect that. They said maybe by next year, September. So
the whole thing is a plot.
If you're purchasing a home or you're trying to get a car or whatever it may be, interest rates are low right now. I would definitely try to refinance and do all that stuff right now while interest rates are, you know, 2%, 3%, and get your stuff now.
All right. Well, I just want to shout out to my guy, Donnell Rawlings, too. After I went to lunch with my mom, I went back to Brooklyn, and then I was hanging out with Donnell. So he was in New York. We went to Negril. That's my little spot in Brooklyn, and we all hung out there. And it was an open mic night, which we did not know was happening. So he ended up going up there. They had a live band. He did some stand-up comedy, and then his friend Singin' Gina, who he actually met on Instagram during this whole pandemic, she got up there and sang and tore it down in the grill. So it's a nice time of the year because you get to see people who you don't normally get to see. People are coming back home. You're making plans with your friends. So make sure you guys enjoy it a little bit.
All right. Well, we got front page news next. What are we talking about?
Yes. Well, since we're talking about money, the IRS is delivering their final child tax credit payment of 2021. That's going to go to 36 million families. We'll tell you what you can expect.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I am too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts. I am too sexy for Milan. Too sexy for Milan, New York or Japan.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. All right, now on Thursday Night Football, the Chiefs take on the Chargers. Now, what else we got, Yee?
Well, the IRS is delivering their final child tax credit payment of 2021. That's going to go to 36 million families, and that will reach some 60 million children. So it was a monthly installment worth up to $300 per child, and people will be getting direct deposit from most families. That'll be starting, what's today's date?
The 16th.
Okay, so that's actually started yesterday. So that's part of that stimulus bill that Democrats passed without any Republican votes back in March. So low and middle income parents can expect to receive $3,000 for every child age 6 to 17 and $3,600 for every child under age 6. Under the expanded child tax credit, the payments are income based and they start to phase out if you earn more than $75,000 and for married couples if you earn more than $150,000.
So this is when you can carry somebody else's churn on your taxes? Like, if you know somebody that got a bunch of kids, are there still a limit?
No, there's still a limit.
So, that's what I mean. So, if you got, like, four or five kids and you can only claim three, you can let somebody else claim the other two on their taxes?
I don't know that that's legal to do that. So, I wouldn't recommend that.
That used to be a thing back in the day.
I know, but that don't mean it's legal.
Carry somebody else's churn on your taxes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, Joe Biden was in Kentucky yesterday, and he described the scene as beyond belief. He met with families in neighborhoods that were ravaged by the deadly tornadoes that happened last weekend. He was surveying the destruction in the air and then on the ground. And here is Joe Biden talking about the federal government covering all the costs.
The fact is, I'm going to make sure the federal government steps up and makes sure we do every single thing. We have the wherewithal to get it done, and we're going to get every single thing you need. I just approved the request that I wasn't sure I had the authority to do, but turns out I do. The government's going to cover 100% of the cost for the first 30 days for all the emergency work, from clearing everything to debris removal, cost of overtime and law enforcement, emergency service personnel, and shelter.
He said something in there that I actually respect the honesty. He said he didn't know that he had the authority to do it. But, you know, now he knows he does. I wonder how many other things he has the authority to do that he can do that he doesn't know he can do.
Probably can't remember.
And I'm sure it's his team that also lets him know, too.
But that's what I'm saying. I just wonder how much more could a president, you know, do that they don't know that they can do. Because one thing about that damn Donald Trump, boy, he showed me that presidents do have power.
He pushed the envelope.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that is your front page news.
All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. Phone lines are open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
All right, good morning. Now, this is where we do get it off your chest, but this morning we're doing Breakfast Club Change for Change. We want to help people out there. So, hopefully you guys have emailed us. You told us what you needed. You told us what's going on in your life. And we're going to call you and hopefully hit you up with some bread. So, let's get right to it. Breakfast Club Change for Change.
Good morning.
Dion.
This is DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. How you feeling today?
I'm feeling good now that you guys call. How are you?
We are blessed, well. Black, and highly favored.
Now, Dion, you know, we know that you're a single mother of three.
Yes.
We're paying for your middle daughter to go to the greatest college in the world. What
well,
college
she's paying.
Hampton, yes.
Hampton University, H.U.
First of all, you said we. She's paying.
I'm sorry. Don't take away.
Don't take away from what she out here
I'm
doing.
I'm sorry. She's paying for her middle daughter to attend the greatest university in the world, Hampton University.
Now, Dion, how has the pandemic affected you?
It's hard. Working from home and not being able to do things with my family like I usually do is hard, but I'm maintaining.
Okay. Well, we do want to help you maintain a little bit more.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So, guys.
What about $1,000? Is $1,000 good?
Oh, I was about to curse. Yes, it is. That's great.
Would you like a little more?
Can we do a little better than that?
I would love a little more.
What about $1,500? How about $1,500?
$1,500 is even better.
Okay.
Keep it going up.
What you gonna? Oh, she said keep it going up.
All right.
This is an auction. Listen, what you gonna do with the money before we tell you?
Oh, that's going to Deja for my daughter for college. That's where that's going.
All right. Envy, you went to Hampton.
That's right. I did go to Hampton.
So you could do better.
Can we do $2,000? What about $2,000?
$2,000!
All right. That's what we got for you.
Okay,
you balling. You balling.
$2,000 for you to help you out during
Yay,
the holidays.
Yay, Dion.
Whatever you needed for your daughter to go to Hampton, the books, the bills, whatever you need, we're sending you $2,000, Mama.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You deserve it. You deserve more. Thank you deserve you. It all.
Well, thank you so much.
The best radio station. Thank you.
All right.
You well, okay? actually, the best show, The Breakfast Club.
The best show. I'm sorry.
Just want to say that.
All right. Well, thank you, Mama. Show. You hold on, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right, this is what we're going to be doing all morning long. We're going to be giving people some money. People that need it. People that need the help, and we got you, all right? So keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
This is Javon.
Yeah, this is me.
Hey, bro, you called yesterday and you were telling us that you were going through it a little bit.
Hey, Javon, yeah. How you doing?
Said you stopped
hey,
by
how you doing?
Coffee shop and you said that. Tell us what's going on in your life, bro.
I had a 2017 Infiniti, which got lost by the flood. So I got good news yesterday. The GAP insurance is processing my claim.
Okay.
So the bank put the hold on the payment, so I don't have to make a payment on the car until April.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I'm glad that happened for you because I know you were feeling overwhelmed financially. We had a conversation at Coffee Uplifts People, and you seem really like you was having a difficult time.
Yeah, because it came to a point where, like, now I got to pay rent, my cost of living, gas, and everything was just too much.
Okay.
I didn't realize. I jumped into a new car so fast because that was my first car, so people were like, oh, now the GAP insurance is going to pay everything, the insurance, so you don't have to do anything else. So I went and bought a new car. So it was two payments I had to make.
And you needed your car for work, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to help you out today because I know it's the holidays. I know you have a lot of bills and expenses to pay. I saw you said you had some back taxes you had to pay also.
Yeah, the taxes. Because my son, he's saving me 6 months out the year with the mother. But they told me that he has to have my address and where he goes to school at. I'm like, well, I have him most of the time. I pay child support. And that was from 2018 from that. So they said the mother must have claimed him.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it goes to the mother because he goes to school over there.
Okay.
So I guess they ruled in her favor.
Well, how much you want to give him, Yeezy?
Well, you think $1,000 will help you out, Javon?
Yeah, it would help because I did that to them, and I could just try to come up with $2,500. So that'll help.
Okay,
well
let's do it.
$1,000 for you, brother.
Yes, thank you.
All right, man. Good luck, man, and you know, keep your head above water. Keep praying, and it's coming together finally, right?
Yeah. I want to say one thing for all those people that's about to buy cars. If y'all don't know how the process works, please. Take somebody with y'all. Don't let these dealerships talk you into getting the car. Because once you get it, they don't care. They got their money, and you'll be in the situation where my credit score was like 600. So my interest rate was high.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what usually happens. Yeah. But hold on, okay? So we get you this money. Change for change, 800-585.
We should help him with his credit, too.
800-585-1051. Now we got rumors on the way?
Yes, and let's talk Tristan Thompson. He has admitted to a few different things, and we'll tell you what they are.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
5.1. Hey everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Tristan Thompson.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on the Breakfast Club.
Well, Tristan Thompson has revealed that his secret Snapchat username is BLK, Black Jesus 00, in court documents.
Black this Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is all about his sexual relationship with the personal trainer who is saying that he did father her baby, Marilee Nichols. So he did admit that he used that social media account to discreetly arrange some hookups with Marilee while he was dating Khloe Kardashian. He said, "We never had any telephone calls, emails, nor did we exchange text messages. We only communicated via the Snapchat app." So he did say he used that to protect privacy because the app automatically deletes messages after they are read.
Okay.
Whew, but she's suing him for child support. And she said they had a 5-month affair that resulted in her pregnancy. He has demanded a paternity test and he has denied the child that was born on December 1st.
So it's not his baby?
We don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
We got to see if it is or not. She's saying that it's his. He's saying that it's not. I guess they have to do this paternity test. But what we do know is that he was definitely cheating at that time. They were having sex.
I just feel like condoms need better marketing plans. You know what I'm saying? You don't hear a lot of marketing and promo for condoms unless they're Magnums. And, you know, everybody not wearing those. You need better marketing and promotion plans for the average size condoms than more people are wearing.
Does Magnums have small versions?
Man, shut up, man. No, it's a Magnum.
I don't know. That's the whole point of it. I don't know if they have, you know.
But they do have condoms that
come.
Magnums have small versions. Nah, because they have the Magnums, but it's the
gold. Oh, no, you know what? No, all jokes aside, they have the XL Magnums, and then they have the regular Magnums. So the Magnum is for, like, big guys, but then the XLs are for, like, big guys.
How big?
Shut up.
See? I know.
Well, I'm asking the question.
I don't know.
Okay. But they do have some that come in a Magnum wrapper, but aren't really Magnums.
Really?
Because a lot of guys like to...
I would figure the gold wrapper is everything, but if you can't handle a gold wrapper, you...
Whoa.
I love hearing y'all talk about this.
So can you handle a wrapper that only stole $100,000, Envy? Talk to me. You can't handle a gold one.
I hate you.
Wow. By the way, that's the stupidest thing in the world, to have a Magnum wrapper and then a regular size condom.
Well, guys like to pull out that gold wrapper because they think you'll be like impressed. And then
but
sometimes
the lady can
they don't
see
need it.
It.
Sometimes they don't.
They ain't gonna see it. Did you see the gold wrapper?
She can feel it.
Oh, yes.
She can, you know what I mean?
Because it's the worst thing if a guy does that. It doesn't really fizz, like saggy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what you're saying? Oh, Lord.
Yeah. I don't know if I can say this on the radio, but I won't. Okay.
What?
Nothing.
If you don't think you can say it, you should say it. That's my motto.
I was going to say, you know how many Magnums probably got stuck in Charlamagne's butt?
Oh, gosh. Okay. All right.
You shouldn't have said it.
You shouldn't have said it. All right. That didn't need to be. You know what I'm saying?
You told me to say it.
Jesus.
All right. Nicki Minaj has responded to Joe Budden. He had some questions about Queen Radio and what happened to Queen Radio. Here's what he said.
Where is Queen Radio? It was only the biggest thing outside of OVO Radio. Queen Radio is important for culture. It should be there. Or we should get an announcement as to why it's not there, but I'll mind my little black business.
All right, now Nicki Minaj shared that and said, "Thank you, Joe. I really appreciate you asking and caring. We have a new home. Official announcement coming soon. I got to shout out Larry Jackson at Apple, though, for originally putting the idea on my radar and giving me his blessing to explore new avenues for the show. #QueenRadio.
Yeah, Apple did get away from all of that, like, I guess what you would call original programming they had, right? Because they had OVO Radio and Queen Radio. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like they just stopped doing it all across the board.
Mm-hmm. Probably because they got the... looks like she's taking it somewhere else, so...
Yeah.
All right, now Nick Cannon is opening up about losing his 5-month-old son, Zen, to cancer. He said his heart is shattered. And he did talk to People about this. You know, right now, usually he's an open book, but it's obviously very difficult for him to discuss this. And so here is his explanation about why it's been harder for him to open up right now.
I want to thank the people at People Magazine because they gave us, specifically me, the opportunity to at least share the story in a way that I felt like I got a chance to tell my story. So hopefully I could tell the story once and I don't have to constantly talk about it all over, because that's another thing that's starting to really be hurtful, is to have to constantly keep telling the story and explaining it and having to replay these thoughts through my mind.
That's right. Celebrities and public figures don't have to share anything they don't want to share. Stop pushing, stop prodding, leave people the hell alone until they're ready to talk about something. If they don't want to talk about it publicly ever, they don't have to.
Right, so hopefully people can just see this interview and then not keep asking the questions and making him relive what happened. All right, Young Dolph's public memorial tickets sold out in 90 minutes. So they were doing this public memorial for fans to be able to pay their respects to Young Dolph. But the memorial is going to be taking place actually today at the FedEx Arena in Memphis. And it sold out super quick. So this is, you know, this tragedy. They did already have the private service. So this is the public one. And in addition to that, the city of Memphis is honoring Young Dolph by naming a street after him. So that's pretty dope, too. That took place yesterday, that unveiling. And that street is at an intersection near Dolph's childhood home also.
Rest in peace to Dolph. Send the healing energy to Dolph family always. Mm-hmm. Horrible, horrible situation.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
All right. We got front page news next.
Yes. And we are going to be discussing Derek Chauvin. He has pled guilty to federal charges of violating George Floyd's civil rights. We'll tell you what that means.
All right. We'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Mm-hmm. Let's get some front page news. All right, now on Thursday Night Football, the Chiefs take on the Chargers. All right, now don't forget, it's Breakfast Club Change for Change. So all morning, we're going to be calling you. Hopefully you emailed us already and told us what you need money for, how much you need. And we're going to be calling you guys, trying to hook you guys up with some bread. And what else we got, Yeezy?
All right, well, Derek Chauvin has pleaded guilty to federal charges of violating George Floyd's civil rights. 8 months after being convicted of state murder charges and the death of George Floyd, he has now pleaded guilty, and he was in court. He said, at this time, guilty, Your Honor, when he had to respond to that. He's already serving a 22-and-a-half-year state prison sentence for killing George Floyd in May of 2020. He could get additional time behind bars when he is sentenced at a later date.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Not, listen. Absolutely.
What else happened?
All right. Now let's talk about Pornhub year in review for 2021. So they talk about the hottest trends and searches and a recap of everything that happened. So do you know what the number one search is?
On Pornhub?
Yeah.
Sex?
Hentai. I don't know what that is.
You said sex. That's Pornhub, you idiot.
What is hentai?
Yeah, what is that?
Well... Google
number two is
for.
Romance. Three is group sex. H-E-N-T-A-I. Then fitness, then swapping.
Oh, it's like anime. And
really? That's yeah, number one?
It says manga. I thought it said MAGA at first, but anime and manga pornography.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so that was the most searched term. Now, the most searched for porn star, Lana Rhoades. Do you guys know who she is?
Nope.
All right, let me see.
Let me Google. How you spell?
LanaRhoades. She is number one on that list.
Guess what?
Hold on.
Now, the top 20 countries by traffic, number one is, of course, the
definitely
United
Caucasian.
States. And number two is the UK, and then Japan, France, Italy, Mexico, Canada, Germany, and the Philippines. And in the United States, who spends the longest amount of time on Pornhub? In Wyoming, the average amount of time is 11 minutes and 3 seconds. So that was number one on the list, followed by Mississippi, Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, and then South Carolina.
Okay.
And then Georgia. So
a lot of southern states.
Yeah, a lot of people. Mm-hmm. In Wyoming, you know. So, okay, top gaining categories. All right, what had the most gains this past year? Big ass is number one on that list, 314%. And number two is bisexual male. So that was number two on the list for gaining categories on Pornhub. And
how you feel about that, Amy?
The big ass?
I'm just asking the whole thing.
What? I don't know how you want me to feel about it.
Now, men's favorite category is Japanese. And for women's
favorite... What men? Who are they polling?
They can look at the site and see what the traffic is looking like.
Okay.
You know, that's how they can... These are real numbers. For men's favorite, number one is Japanese. Number two is MILF. Number three is mature. Number four is ebony. And then number five is hentai. And then six is anal. For women's favorite, it's lesbian, then Japanese, then MILF, then threesome, then mature.
Yeah, I hate that Pornhub has... it's ebony. Why not? I don't think they just say black.
I don't know.
Yeah. Ebony is. Ebony is their term for black on Pornhub.
Now, as far as top trending gay searches, number one is bromance. Why did you look at Envy like that?
Why
so
did Envy
fast?
Look at me like Why that so fast? That's the question you need to be asking.
Followed by China, then Twink. What's Twink?
Let's Google. Hold on.
You want all that in your computer search?
Whatever.
It's the work computer. I can't wait to know that.
Twink is gay slang for... Nope. I'm cool. I've seen enough. Nope. Nope.
What is Twink?
I've seen enough already.
I can't wait for them to check that computer.
Is it something that seems like it's short for Twinkie?
Definitely not show up a Twinkie.
Make sure y'all check Charlamagne's computer at the end of the year.
I know.
See everything he checked.
Twink look criminal.
Let me look.
No. That first line I read, Twink look criminal.
Let me see.
Twink look criminal.
Slang for...
Exactly.
Well, that is your...
Exactly. Exactly.
Page news.
Nope.
I don't know. Let me erase that from my... Nope.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. When I say no, you better stop.
Yeah, yeah, all right. Because
you know I like to play, but you know I know when to stop.
Nope.
All right.
I'm racing that for my.
Okay.
It.
I told you. You ain't should have listened to me.
You're right.
All right, guys.
All right.
Oh, you Googled it?
Nope. I didn't Google it. I ain't messing with y'all. All right. Well, that was your front page news. That was your Pornhub news. All right. When we come back, we're going to be calling some people. You need some bread.
Okay, it's not bad. It's cute.
No,
it ain't.
Wow, what's wrong with that?
You must have looked up Twinkie.
Word is bomb.
Twink is a young man in his late teens to early 20s whose traits may include general physical attractiveness, a slim to average build, and a youthful appearance.
Oh, I didn't even read all that.
I just seen teen.
Me too. That's not enough for me.
Yeah, what's the big deal? No,
I didn't read it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You see the text?
I see the text, man. Goodness gracious.
Oh, we got a group chat. Somebody just sent the crazy.
Oh, man.
All right. Oh, people are so crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be crazy with y'all.
Man, I'm not being crazy with y'all either. All right. When we come back, we're going to be calling some people, helping you out with your money. You need some money. Maybe you got to pay the rent. Maybe you need some holiday bills paid. Breakfast Club change for change when we come back, and it's powered by Lincoln Tech. It's crazy.
The Breakfast Club.
Turn it up.
It's the Breakfast Club change for change give back event.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. We got Danny on the line. Danny, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Danny. I love your energy.
Hey.
Calm down, Danny.
No, don't calm down.
Danny just had open heart surgery. Danny, calm down.
Okay.
So, Danny, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So, oh my God, Charlamagne, I'm literally listening to the Unapologetic Guide to Black Mental Health.
Oh, by Dr. Rita Walker. I love it.
Listen to me. I was in foster care. I graduated foster care by myself. My brother was killed, and oh my God, about 6 years ago. So my stepdad was killed and shot in his face. I had open heart surgery in April.
Wow.
picked up my daughter on my own. My whole family moved to my two-bedroom apartment. So I had to move my mother from another state to with me. She's battling that real bad. So it's been real. It's been a lot.
How do you keep motivated?
Well, like I said, right now I'm like, I take care of my whole family. I want so much in life. So I'm staying motivated by, you know, trying to accomplish goals and trying not to let life, you know, take me down.
Would you like a little help from the Breakfast Club?
Would I?
We see your email. It says you can use a little help with your rent and getting your daughter something for Christmas. So how much is your rent?
My rent is $2,000.
Where you live?
I live in Atlanta. I live in Duluth, Georgia.
Oh, so you got a 3-bedroom for $2,000 a month in Atlanta then?
Yeah.
Okay, she got her okay, whole family
okay,
living
yeah,
there.
That's what I'm saying. That's Atlanta. The price of living is different. How much we got for her?
Can we give you $1,500, Mama? We got $1,500 for you, Mama.
That's awesome. I'd say anything. That's more than enough.
Where you going to get the other $500 from?
You.
I still work. I work part-time, you know.
Man, give her the whole $2,000 so she can have a month off.
All right. Some well, relief. Here's the whole $2,000,
Mama. Come on, man. She's right there in Atlanta. At least we can say we paid her rent for a month.
We got your rent for the month. So you can use that money to take care of your kids for Christmas and save for what you need. So we got your rent for this month, Mama.
Oh, my God. Thank you, guys. I appreciate what y'all know.
All right. Well, we appreciate you. You hold on, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Now, keep it locked. 800-585-1051. We're going to be talking to people all morning long. It's the Breakfast Club Change for Change. Don't move. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have Quentin Jones from New Orleans on the line. Quentin, what's up? Good morning, brother.
What's good? What's good?
What's happening?
Now, we got your email.
Yeah.
Now, you sent the email that said your family's still recovering financially from Hurricane Ida, and you wanted to make it that your family had a special Christmas this year.
Yeah, that's definitely what I was intended for.
You mind if we help you out a little bit?
Wait, I hear some kids in the background. You got kids?
I am actually at work. I'm a teacher.
Are you a teacher?
Okay, nice. Oh, those teachers are important. What you teach?
I teach art.
Okay, that's beautiful.
Okay. All right, so can we give you some money for a special Christmas?
Oh, I definitely love that.
How about $500? Good. That can I help you out with some of the toys and stuff that you need?
$5? I mean, if that's what y'all giving,
I said $500. We said $500.
He did not say $5.
We ain't say no goddamn $5. The hell you think we the loonies? We got more than $5 on it, bruh.
I know. I'm just messing with y'all. I know. I appreciate everything.
We got more than $500 for you.
Now we got $505.
I appreciate that.
No. We know you're appreciative. You're a teacher. You're teaching art to the kids. Creativity. We appreciate you. We want to make sure you have a good holiday. How about $1,000?
What about a stack?
Oh, wow. Y'all making me smiling for my kids right now.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. $1,000.
But we got $1,000 for you, brother.
All right. I can have my kids see.
Yes, please.
Hold on. Hey, listen up, everybody. I got the Breakfast Club on the phone right now. I just want y'all to see. What's that? Breakfast Club.
They're like, who?
They're like, who that?
Hi.
Yeah, this is the Breakfast Club right now, everybody.
What's happening?
What's up, y'all?
Listen. We appreciate y'all so much.
All right, man. Thank you so much.
All right. Happy holidays.
It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Turn
it up. It's the Breakfast Club Change for Change Give Back event.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. It's Breakfast Club's Change for Change.
Ashley,
good morning.
Wow, I'm really on the radio. Good morning, guys.
How are you, Ashley?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I see you're calling from Dayton, Ohio.
Okay.
Yes.
Tell us what the situation is.
My mom has cancer, and it's pretty bad. And we don't know if she'll make it to next Christmas. So I wanted to take her to Atlanta to see our family this holiday season.
First of all, how does that make you feel? How do you even accept that you know?
It's terrifying, honestly. One of my biggest fears was to lose my parent pretty young. Mm. So it's kind of hard to accept.
And what's in Atlanta? Your family?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So
well, we do want to make sure that you and your mom get to Atlanta, Ashley. So any way that we can help you, I think we can We have a little money.
What you think? What you think? You think $1,000 can get y'all there?
Yeah, I'm looking at the flights right now. Flights right now to Atlanta about $400 each.
On Christmas though, because you know inflation. So next week is going to be crazy. Yeah. Tickets
what about
is crazy.
First class? That she should be going first class.
First class it goes from $400 to $700.
Okay, so that's one ticket.
That's Spirit, though. We don't want to put on Spirit.
We're not putting you on Spirit.
I'm just joking.
All right, so maybe not $1,000 then. What about $2,000?
Yeah, $2,000 I think it'd do. That'd be enough for hotels if you don't want to stay with the family, and enough for flights first class.
I wouldn't fly first, though.
Delta Comfort.
Why can't you fly first class?
That's too much money. That's half the money gone.
It's the holidays, though. It's a great experience for them to remember. They should be pampered.
Well, why don't we
but she still got to stay. She still needs some pocket change.
Yeah, Ashley, is $2,000 good enough for you, Mama?
I'm appreciative for whatever.
$2,000 works. We got $2,000
for you and your mother, man, to get to Atlanta
and enjoy the Christmas holidays with family.
Thank you.
You are so welcome.
We love you, Ashley.
And we sending healing energy to your mom. I'm not accepting that. You know, next Christmas is going to be your mom's last Christmas. I'm not accepting that.
I don't want to either. Thank you.
That's right. We sending healing energy. We serve a wonderful God, and God, you know, makes miracles happen. So let's pray for the best. All right.
Thank you so much.
All right, Ashley.
All right, hold on, Ashley. Wow, that's right. Breakfast Club Change for Change. We'll be calling people all morning long. You don't have to call here. We'll be calling you. And it's brought to you by Lincoln Tech. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I got your money.
It's the Breakfast Club Change for Change Give Back event.
Get a little more bread.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. It's time for Breakfast Club Change for Change, and we got Michael on the line. Michael, good morning.
Good morning.
You from Elmont, Long Island?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Where in Elmont?
Off Elmont Road.
Okay. By the post office?
You trying
Not
to...
Ad- from it.
Okay.
What are you trying to visit?
I know. Why do you need to know curious. Exact address?
He's trying to give you a little bit more than some money, Elmont, Michael.
I'm just curious.
That sounded wild.
I know. Why are you asking for his exact location?
Curious. But why Michael want you to visit so much?
I just spend a lot of time in Elmont.
Michael said, yo, you trying to visit?
Calm down, Twink.
Pull up, D.
No, whoa, easy, Charlamagne.
All right, so Michael,
tell us the story.
Now, Michael, yes, you wrote us for Change for Change, so let everybody know what's going on with you.
All right, so June of 2020, I had a fire, and it's just like at your most vulnerable, people are just lined up ready to take advantage. So you know, signed a bad contract and got a crappy contractor and still have a move back home.
Wow.
Almost a year and a half later.
Wow. Oh, my gosh, that's terrible. So where have you guys been?
Right now, staying with my mother.
Okay. Well, you do have kids, right?
Yep, 6 and a 7-year-old.
Okay, so I know that's tough, having to go through all that. I'm glad you guys have a place to stay, but that's really a difficult thing. With the contractor, were you able to sue him or anything?
They're still in the process, and they're still working, although barely. So I can't do anything until I kind of see how this plays out.
Well, I will tell you, I don't know if you paid the contractor or what, but I would pay the contractor for the work that they do weekly. So that way you don't have to worry about leaving a deposit or a third or something like that. With any of the contractors that I ever deal with beforehand, I would pay them weekly. You buy the supplies yourself, and then you pay them hourly. That way they can never not come, or they can never take your money. Just for something for future reference. But also, so let me ask you, so for the kids for Christmas, you got them straight yet? Can we help out with that a little bit?
I'd appreciate it if you could.
Did y'all have to replace everything in the fire, Michael?
Right now, not everything. We still have things in storage, and, you know, the longer this process plays out, it's more storage costs. It's just a stressful situation at the end of the day, man.
Well, this sounds like we need to come in high. This sounds like we need to come in at $2,000.
Okay. I'm with that. $2,000? Yeah. Can $2,000 help you, brother?
I'd appreciate it, man. Anything will help.
All right. Well, we're going to get you $2,000, brother.
$2,000, man. And we'll have MV pay you a visit.
Just stop it.
Nah.
He said, nah, I'm good on that one.
Yo, Envy, send some of his contractors over.
I wish I could, but we you know, we licensed in Jersey. But
we got Change for Change, and we got Strange for Change. Well, so which one,
you know, you could keep the latter.
Okay. Okay.
All right, hold on, brother.
Thank you.
Why are you always trying to sell me?
Excuse me?
You heard me. All right, when we come back, we got rumors on the way. What are we talking about, Yee?
Yes, let's talk about Kanye West. He did an extensive interview, and he actually talked about what he wants to do with his homes, and he talked about capitalism and a whole lot of other things, his ambitions, his designs, and he also did admit he's got a hint of corniness to himself. So we'll discuss that.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Meg Thee Stallion.
It's time. She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right, more details are coming out about Tuesday's preliminary hearing. This is all in the case of Tory Lanez allegedly shooting Megan Thee Stallion in the foot. An independent witness told cops that they saw Megan Thee Stallion and her female friend, Kelsey, fighting just moments before Megan was shot in the foot. Now, you know, according to Tory Lanez's attorney, Sean Holly, he says that muzzle flash detail is corroborated by the gunshot residue found on the other female's hand. So this witness, a detective, also testified
testified
that this independent witness claimed the gun's muzzle flash went off closer to Kelsey than to Tory.
The muzzle flash went off closer to Kelsey than to Tory.
According to Tory Lanez's attorney, that muzzle flash detail is corroborated by the gunshot residue that was found on the female's hands.
Oh, there was gun residue on the
Kelsey.
Other woman's hands?
They said it was further established that Megan gave several inconsistent accounts of what happened that night and that she omitted key information to the police. This is all according to Tory Lanez's attorney.
What was the thing about bullet fragments allegedly removed from Meg's feet can't be located? What was that about?
Now, okay, more things that happened in this preliminary hearing Tuesday. A detective testified that Megan Thee Stallion claimed that Tory Lanez shouted "Dance, bitch, dance" before shooting her in the foot, and that he later apologized from a jailhouse call to Kelsey for doing something while drunk, though he never specified in that call what he had done. So another interesting piece is that Tory Lanez's attorney says on cross-examination, Detective Stogner admitted that the bullet fragments allegedly removed from Meg Thee Stallion's ankles cannot be located.
So what does that mean? There was no bullet
fragments?
Yeah,
what did that mean?
Maybe the evidence, that hard evidence, is missing. So they don't have that evidence to prove that it was a bullet.
So did it happen? Are there bullets is what I'm saying? Is there a bullet? Is there not a bullet? Is there bullet fragments? Is there not bullet fragments?
It looks like whatever they removed from her ankle is missing. That piece of evidence is missing. They don't have that hard evidence.
That's
I don't know where it could be.
In question, I'm so confused here. So there was gun residue on Megan's friend's hands. Was there gun residue on Tory's hands?
They did not say that.
Mm.
But mind you, this is Tory Lanez's attorney, by the way, who said that. So I'm sure we have to hear both sides. This is just right now a preliminary hearing. They'll be in court starting January 13th.
I mean, you can't say those things if they're not true, though. A lawyer wouldn't be repeating that kind of stuff if she didn't already have that evidence. She
right,
can't just say somebody had gun residue on their hand.
You know, there might be two different sides to it, so everybody presents what they have. Who knows? We don't know if there was gun residue on Tory Lanez's hands.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't said. It wasn't said that there was or wasn't. So we don't know that part yet. So I just want to make sure we're just reporting on what happened in the courtroom. Okay. And Megan Thee Stallion, we told you, took to social media to say that she has been shot. And the focus of some of these headlines are dismissing that I was attacked with a weapon while I was unarmed and trying to paint it as a catfight between friends. Why do I have to relive this with everyone on the internet every day and watch y'all gaslight me? Then she said, don't blogs and journalists have to have accurate, credible sources before going with the story? Or is it just like a new I got paid to post this or I heard out from my homegirl type policy these days?
The answer to that, sadly, Megan, is no. They don't, because nobody cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining. And every day, people are just trying to get likes and clicks and retweets and traffic to their blogs and sites.
All right. Now, Kanye West is talking about how he wants to turn his homes into churches. And he was doing an interview with Tino Segal, who's an artist. And this is all with the latest edition of Culture Magazine. He also touches on a planned performance piece he's doing called The Funeral Rehearsal of Kanye West. He described 808s and Heartbreak as a major influence on The Weeknd and Drake. By the way, this interview was prior to him doing a performance with Drake in L.A. And he also said that he has a bit of corniness to himself. He said, you know, I got a little drop of corniness, that little golden drop that makes it popular. He said, but I can't let nobody love me too much because I'm going to get into this trap of love. And then I owe it to everyone to be the person that they fell in love with. And I'll never be that person. I have to always have the freedom of being disliked so I can always be me.
So is he saying that he's trying to be a contrarian? That's what that sounds like. If you're going out of your way to be disliked, then you're trying to be a contrarian. You're going against the grain just to go against it.
Well, he just wants the freedom of being disliked so he can be himself instead of, I guess, maybe being a people pleaser.
Yeah, but if you just be the beauty about life, right? All of us, everybody in this room, you can be yourself. Some people are going to like you. Some people are not going to like you. That's just the rule of 10, right? 3 people will like it. 3 people won't like it. 4 people don't even care. So it's like you don't have to go out of your way to be disliked.
Well, I'll tell you who loves him, Big Sean. Now, if you guys recall, when Kanye was on Drink Champs, here's what he said about Big Sean.
On my tombstone, it's going to say, I deserve to be here because I signed Big Sean. The worst thing I've ever done was sign Big Sean. Man, I know this man, Mama, bro. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I've changed this man's family. And both John Legend and Big Sean, when I ran for office, got used quick by the Democrats to come at they boy that actually changed their life. And that's some sellout And I don't rock with neither of them. And I need my apology.
I still would never understand how a man who wore a MAGA hat in the White House and called Donald Trump his daddy can call anyone else a sellout. I would never understand that.
Well, Big Sean went on Drink Champs, and here's what he had to say about Kanye.
Janae is the only person who I've ever been in like four relationships at once with. That was some bullshit. How he was saying.
Okay, no, let's take a shot, then we're going to get into that. What are we talking about? This Drink Champs talking about Drake.
Okay.
Who he, loves. No, I love Kanye, bro.
Okay, I respect
him. I love him for the opportunity he gave me and all these things. Right. But I thought what he said was some bitch ass.
Well, did Janae and Drake stuff in that just now?
They just cut the whole clip.
Yeah, it was a whole teaser.
They cut the whole clip.
I didn't know. Okay.
It was a whole teaser. But it was supposed to, basically, you see what he said. He loves Kanye, but what he said was some B.
Oh, that was the last
one. The last part.
Okay.
Ish.
Gotcha.
We'll get it together.
Is what he had to say.
No, he won't.
All right, well, that is your rumor report.
We will, I promise you.
No, you won't.
One day. All right, now, when we come back, usually we do donkey today. You tired of giving your donkey away for a little bit?
Well, no, it's change for change. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? We do this once a year. And, usually it's a 24-hour radiothon, but because of COVID, we haven't been able to do the 24-hour radiothon. And, we know our listeners need money.
That's right.
People are always calling up here, asking for help. So, why not provide a little assistance this morning?
All right. So we're going to help somebody when we come back.
Giving out money.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I got your money.
It's the Breakfast Club Change for Change Give Back event.
Here's a little more bread.
All right. Now, usually we do donkey of the day here.
Yes, but we're doing change for change. Change for change is something we started a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 24-hour radiothon, but because of COVID, last year and this year we haven't been able to do the full 24 hours because you need a whole staff and personnel to do that.
Correct.
So hopefully next year we can get back to doing the whole 24 hours. And also too, man, we realized that instead of having listeners call in and we raise money for one big cause, we realize that our listeners are the people who, actually need that assistance.
Correct.
So that's what we've been doing, the last couple of years.
So we have a young lady on the line. Her name is Danielle. Danielle, good morning.
Yes.
Hey, good morning. Uh-huh. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God.
What's up, Danielle? How you doing, Queen?
Hi, good morning.
How you feeling?
Good morning, Danielle.
So tell us your situation. What's going on, Mama?
Well, I'm a registered nurse.
You just cut off how she feels? How do you feel, first of all, Danielle?
I'm feeling good this morning now, but
okay.
I'm a registered nurse. I have two little kids, and I've been working in the pandemic, and I've been paying daycare for my daughter, which is, extremely expensive.
How much is daycare?
$19.85 a month.
Goodness Ooh. Gracious.
Well, I also want you to know that being that you're a nurse, you're forever essential to me.
Absolutely.
Okay? I don't care what the media tries to make y'all out to be this year. Last year, y'all was essential. This year, if you didn't want to get vaccinated, not so much. But you're always essential
always.
To me.
Thank you. We appreciate that. We really do.
$19.85 a month, though. Whoa.
For your toddler. Yeah. Wow.
And that's just daycare fees. That's not even her rent, her utility bills, her food, everything.
Nope. Just for a 1.5-year-old, the daycare. It's crazy. Wow.
What about 500? 500 good?
That ain't enough to help out, man. Daycare, $19.85.
Anything helps.
1,000?
He just said he love you so much. Then he going to throw you five. We got a little more than
1,000. I know he's talking about you forever essential to me. How's $500?
We got more than five.
1,000?
I think we should take care of daycare for the month at least.
Not daycare, I'm sure you got the money for daycare, but you just need a little extra cushion. Is what you're saying.
Yes.
It's the holidays.
That would be nice for the holidays. Yes,
$2,000.
What about $2,000? Yes! Will that help you out?
Okay.
The daycare is for the baby. Yes. Oh, my God. Thank you.
All right.
So
we can do $2,000. We'll set you up with $2,000. We'll take care of your daycare.
Two racks is good.
Yes. Thank you. I don't care what you.
I don't care what you do with the money, as long as you don't spend it on hookah. Okay?
No. I want to give a shout out to my mom, my sister, my cousins, everybody's nurses in my family.
You're right. Oh, yay. I hear your mom in the background, like, shout me out.
My father's a paramedic. He worked the entire pandemic.
Oh, wow.
Yes, we have nothing but essential workers in my family. My boyfriend, he works for the post office. We all, nothing
oh, wow.
but essential workers. In
okay,
the family,
essential
yes.
family.
The essentials. Yes, y'all like the Incredibles, but y'all the essentials.
Absolutely.
Yes. So thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We appreciate Absolutely. You. Well, thank you, you on, so okay? much.
All right.
Don't hang up.
Salute to Danielle. That's always
yes,
a good thing.
To Danielle. All right. When we come back, we're going to be making some more phone calls. We're going to be calling you. Breakfast Club, Change for Change. Don't move.
It's the Breakfast Club Change for Change Give Back event.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got Darrell on the line. Darrell, good morning, brother.
Good morning. What's going on, Envy?
How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty great this morning, man.
All right. Now, I know you emailed Breakfast Club Change for Change. Tell us what's going on with you, brother.
Yeah, so living in New Jersey here, I had Hurricane Ida dump about 12 and a half feet of water in my house.
Damn.
7'2" outside. Can't walk through it.
Wow.
Lost everything.
Oh, my Damn. God.
Sorry
awful.
To hear that, King. Damn.
Hey,
sorry
hey,
to hear that,
me.
Bro. How are you, brother?
You know, I'm trying to stay mentally stable, trying to, you know, keep a positive outlook on life. Listen, I'm here. My electricity never went off during the whole thing, standing in water for 4 hours.
That's beautiful.
So, you know, just trying to keep your mind together every day.
Absolutely.
I'm sure you guys lost all your pictures, all your memories. Yeah. So that's things
yeah,
that wedding. Can't be replaced.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot to be said. We filled up 3 dumpsters outside our house.
Mm-mm-mm.
3 full yard containers, the large
wow.
containers. Yeah, so it's pretty devastating.
Will you be able to rebuild? It's like it's not permanent damage, is it?
That's what they say. It's not permanent damage, but you know we'll rebuild it, and you know the insurance company does what they do, and we'll work through it.
Well, thank God you guys are okay, and you have each other.
Absolutely.
So what we got for Darrell, man? What we got for Darrell?
Why are you saying his name like that?
Darrell. What you think, Darrell? What you think? If you had to pick a number,
go
listen,
high.
Hey, go high. Don't tell me go high.
I think God has given you a number. God has put something on your mind.
I don't know. I don't know what the number would be, man. 2, 3, 4. Whatever, man.
Okay, 2, 3. 2, 3 what? 2, 3 what?
1,000.
Okay, 2, 3,000. So let's add that
up. Let's go higher.
Let's add that up. Let's add the 2.
And then add the 3.
And what we got?
5.
Let's give him 5K. You like 5?
Yeah, man. That sounds great, man.
5,000 for you, Darrell.
All right, Darrell. $5,000 we're sending you, brother.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Breakfast Club.
All right.
Y'all keep doing the great work you're doing, man.
Yes, sir.
It's Breakfast Club Change for Change. Darrell, we just gave $5,000. Keep it locked. We're going to be calling more people. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Got some money. It's the Breakfast Club Change for Change Give Back event.
Here's a little more bread.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. And who's this on the line?
Hello?
Is this Crystal?
Yes.
Hey, Crystal, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Doing well. Now, I know you emailed breakfastclubchangeforchange.com to tell us your situation.
Yes, well, my landlord just adamant about raising my rent. And although I've been paying her through the pandemic, and I'm still paying her rent, but she hasn't been accepting my rent for 2 months, and I just don't know what else to do. I'm just like at my wit's end. She doesn't do anything to fix up her place, and it's just like I don't know what else to do.
Now she says she raised the rent on you?
Yes.
And from $1,100 to $1,500?
Yes.
Mm.
Did you? You're only supposed to be able to raise the rent 4%, so that should be only $44.
Yes.
So, but did you find out why or?
She is just. I have no idea. I really don't. But if you guys can just please guide me to just guide me or assist me to something better. I'm talking about just I've been to every outlet. I've been to every...
Well, she can't kick you out. She can't kick you out for that. If you try to pay the rent, she just can't raise the rent that much money. She probably wants you to leave so that she can get a new tenant and start paying the rent that high, but that's she can't do that. That's illegal. You can't just do that. You can't just kick people out and make them pay higher. Did you go to the court system?
No, we haven't went to the court system yet, and that's what I'm afraid of. I'm a mother of four, and I pay my rent. It's not like I don't pay my rent. It's just that she's not just accepting my rent. And on top of that, she's not doing what she's supposed to do. I have holes in my ceiling. I have.
Well, you need to take it to court. You need to take it to court right now. Unless is there a reason why you don't want to go to court?
My only thing is, I've been trying to look for places. The rent has gone up.
Yeah, it has.
Take it to court. You got to go to court.
It's going up, and I just want to move out. But I just don't have enough resources.
And let me tell you something. You ain't got to pay her the rent. Let me tell you what you do. You ain't got to pay the rent. You go to the court system and tell them that you are not paying the rent until she fixes the problems that you have. If you have a hole in the ceiling, a hole in the roof, and your house is getting wet and rained on, you ain't got to pay the rent until that stuff is fixed. Go to the court, ask the court to put that money in escrow and says, I'll pay, but I'm not going to pay until she fixes these problems. And the court will make her pay. They will make her fix those things, and they will make sure that she doesn't kick you out. All right?
Right. We just got, good heat in our house. She's been controlling the heat for over 2 years now.
Yeah, you got to go to court, Mama. You got to go to court.
Well, she probably also just doesn't want to live there anymore.
Yeah, but she's not going to find rent for $1,100. If rent is shooting up, she might just have to stay there and pay what the rent that she's supposed to be paying. Because right now, would you live in a three-bedroom?
Yes.
Three-bedroom in New Jersey right now is about $2,000.
Yes, it is.
So, the fact that she's paying $1,100, she should stay there and pay that $1,100, but she should fix that house up.
Because that's going to be hard to force them to, it's going to be a lot of tension between her and the owner.
That's okay. And if the owner does anything against the law, you get that owner arrested. It is what it is. The owner's a landlord, and she's a tenant, and she's paying her rent. And you have how many kids?
Well, I have four children.
Can we give you some money? How much she said she was going to try to raise the rent for? Until what price?
$1,500.
Nah, we're going to give you that $1,500 just to hold you down. We're going to give you $1,500 just in case she get a little creepy, a little crazy.
$1,500 for you, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys.
And good luck. And go to the court. You could go to the court and tell them what's going on, and they will help you out. You just can't kick people out.
Yes, she feels like she could take the law in her own hands. She's not from America, so she feels like she has the law in her own hands. And like I said, I've been through every avenue. Mm-hmm. I got the legal voluntary lawyers that's helping me as well. They sent her letters. And she doesn't respond to anything.
Yeah, now you got to go to the court, because what she'll probably try to do is she'll probably say the reason she's probably not trying to take your money is she's probably going to go downtown to the sheriff's office and say you haven't paid your rent, and then they're going to try to lock you out. So you just got to go show proof that you've been trying to pay before she tries that.
Right, we have our money orders still. Right now, we have our money orders.
Okay, well, just keep them and go downtown and show the court, and good luck.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys.
And you hold on.
All right.
So
happy holidays. And I hope you and your kids have an amazing holiday still. I know it's stressful, but you got to do what you can, right, for the family.
Yes. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good one.
All righty.
Hold on. All right, now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, and let's talk about SZA. She set an Apple Music streaming record for R&B. We'll tell you what happened.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Angela Yee. It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
All right, well, Rockstar Games announced a blockbuster partnership with Dr. Dre last week. It's part of the update to Grand Theft Auto Online. And yesterday, these were released. It is GTA Online, The Contract. It's an in-game appearance from Dr. Dre and some new music from Dr. Dre with collabs from Eminem, Snoop Dogg, Busta Rhymes, Rick Ross, Anderson .Paak, Ty Dolla $ign, and Nipsey Hussle. Now, Dr. Dre also has two solo joints on there. So here is Dr. Dre featuring Eminem with Gospel.
Overdose on what is.
Yeah.
Hip-hop is sell better than they what did.
Like a satanic cult, it's an old ritual slaughtering goats, bitch. Yeah. We're off with the original flow, sick, and anybody can get it. COVID.
Now here's Dr. Dre featuring Nipsey and Ty Dolla $ign. This song is called Diamond Mine.
We see potential in the moment. We used to have to rent, now we own it.
No hesitation, we be on it. We get paid to spend these midnights in Paris like we owe it.
Man, I will never forgive you for killing Nipsey Hussle. Lord have mercy, man. Mm-hmm. Dropping the clues bombs from Nip, man. I that always will feel like a glitch in the matrix.
Well, DJ Pooh, who is a longtime friend and collaborator of Dr. Dre, said that Dr. Dre didn't even know anything about Grand Theft Auto. He's not a gamer at all until a couple of years ago. He said he bought PlayStation consoles and a copy of the game to Dr. Dre's house, and that's when he caught the bug. He was blown away by how deep you can get into the whole thing. He was like, oh-ish. And he started talking about doing a collaboration with Rockstar Games. They approached Dr. Dre, and he started firing demos over. You know, it's not easy to get Dr. Dre to do anything, so this has to be something
check, boy.
Really exciting for him. So, yes, you can get all of that. This is exclusive in-game material. All right, now let's talk about SZA. She set an Apple Music R&B streaming record, and that is for the song I Hate You. She said, y'all really took a song from SoundCloud and made it number one for 7 days straight. No promo, no radio, no nada. Just y'all love. I am so beyond thankful to have you all in my life. Thank you to my fire-ass team for helping me get this song on streaming ASAP. Artwork and all. I love y'all. Keep running up. I hate you, but don't mean it too much. And here's that song.
If you wonder if I hate you,
I do.
It's your view to make me feel just like this. What I would do to make you feel just like this.
Mm.
All right, so congratulations to her for setting that record on Apple Music. It's the most streamed R&B song by a female artist within its first week. And Remy Ma was recently talking about why people do not want to collaborate with her. She was on Big U's Checking In podcast, and here's what she had to say.
I can do everything. Like, when you really write, when your pen really go, you can tell me to write the stupidest shit. All right, that's where we are right now. All right, cool. Because my pen really go. But they know. They, like, nobody don't play with me. Like, even guys, like, people are not going to call me. I tell people, they're like, yo, you need to get some features. No girl wants to be in a song with me, especially if she up. She don't want to be in a. She don't want Remy Ma on her song. You know what's gonna happen. Remy. And the same thing goes for guys. A guy don't want to call me to get on a song because he knows what's gonna happen.
Remy not lying.
That's when you have her send her verse over and then you change yours after.
Remy not lying. By the way, people don't play with Remy on no level. Not just lyrically, but just, you know. In life.
All right, and okay. Speaking of music, it looks like Lloyd Banks, Vado, and Dave East have joined forces. They have a new group now called The Council. According to Vado, he said it's three of the city's illest MCs wanting to be a part of reclaiming back New York hip-hop. So Lloyd Banks, Vado, and Dave East, all from New York.
Mm-hmm.
And that is your rumor report.
Can we salute Travis Hunter, too, man? Drop on the clues bombs with Travis Hunter. If you don't know who Travis Hunter is, he's the number one football recruit who was going to Florida State and then decided to flip and commit to Jackson State University.
HBCU.
HBCU. That is a black power move. Salute to Deion Sanders and everything
love
he's building
it.
At the Jackson State football program. Games are sold out, most attendance in years, top players in the country deciding to go to Jackson State. That's culture shifting.
Yes.
And I wish nothing but prosperity for Deion, Travis, and the whole Jackson State University program. And protect Deion Sanders at all costs. I know we like to say that, but that really means something. Because what he's doing is changing the status quo, and the powers that be won't like that. So if you start seeing silly stuff in the media about Deion and, you know, Jackson State players, ignore it. Don't be distracted. Don't be bamboozled. We know how they do black people who are doing revolutionary things. So drop on the clues bombs with Deion Sanders and the whole Jackson State University football program once again.
And not only that, we got to go support. We got to make sure we go to those games. We go to all HBCU games. That's the only way we're going to get on TV and some of those prime times. We got to continue to support. And not just Jackson, all the HBCU football games.
Absolutely.
All the HBCU basketball games. That's the way that we really, really continue to change this culture and shift this culture.
Yeah. But, you know, they've been having attendance records at Jackson State University. Like, mm-hmm. I think their homecoming did, like, 53,000 mm-hmm. plus.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, salute to what Deion Sanders is building at the Jackson State University
Absolutely.
Football program, man. Protect Deion Sanders at all costs, for real, for real.
All right. All right, the People's Choice Mix is up next. Let's go.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
It's here, the most star-studded black Western ever made, The Harder They Fall, directed by James Samuel, alongside a killer soundtrack that features original songs by Jay-Z, Kid Cudi, and more. Watch now on Netflix and stream the soundtrack now on all platforms.
I
I got your money.
It's the Breakfast Club Change for Change Give Back event.
Here's a little more bread.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Breakfast Club Change for Change, and we are calling people. We have Sharonda on the line. Sharonda, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, now, how you doing, first and foremost?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing well. Now, I know you emailed us. What's going on?
Well, I'm a single mother, and it's been kind of tough. You know, doing everything on my own. I've been hired. I've been fired. I've been having issues with childcare, you know, just trying to make ends meet, you know, and my living situation haven't been the best, you know, just trying to pay rent, trying to still hold down the house, do what I got to do for my son. And it's been a hassle, you know, we're trying to maintain a job, you know, rent and everything is going up. The economy is getting bad. Like, It's tight. So right now I'm working part time, but, you know, that's not really doing anything. So on top of that, I decided to invest in myself. I started a business. Like, I'm doing clothes, doing hair, doing makeup, trying to do everything to make ends meet, but it's still not cutting it. So, you know, it takes money to make money. So It's been rough. So I've just been trying to do the best I can and just make my son happy and give him the best that I can, you know. So
now, before we give you
for this opportunity,
we give you some money, I do want you to plug so people can see about your hair, makeup, clothes, whatever you're doing, so maybe they can also support you and your business in that way.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, I have a brand that's called Ambition Over Excuses, and I started that brand because, you know, a lot of things wasn't going right in my life. So I had to stop making excuses, and I chose ambition. So that's why I started my clothing line. Mm-hmm. I also had Just a Little CLT, which is my makeup and hairline.
Okay.
And I started that, and yeah, that's just really where my head and my heart been at. You feel me? And this is something that I love to do. I love music too. I also write music. I rap. So I just been trying to find different outlets to, you know, just make things better for us.
I see the cute sweatsuits and everything. Is this yours? The camo sweatsuits and all of that, and the Scullies.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do Scullies as well.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
All that. You know, it's getting cold out here.
All right. So listen, I want to tell you how much you're getting, but you calling from Camden. Are you sure you want us to put the number over the air? Exactly. You calling from Camden now. Let's think about this, Sharonda.
You know what's going on, Charlamagne. You know what's going on.
So let's just whisper her number to her off air, please.
Okay, we're gonna send you some money.
Ain't nothing crazy though. Ain't nothing crazy. Some light.
Just a little something.
Some light.
I'm grateful for whatever. This is a blessing. You don't even know my prayers have been answered.
And guys, go to Ambition Over Excuses. You can just Google it. The Facebook page pops right up. Support her business as well. I love to see that you started your own business to try to, you know, branch out and do what you can do. So I think that's dope. You're a single mom. You got a lot going on. You work. You got your own business. You got bills to pay. So we want to help you out.
I appreciate you guys so much. My name is Sharonda Lavonda on Facebook. It has everything on there. My music, my brands, my makeup, hair, everything. So I appreciate the support. Like, you guys don't even know.
All right, mama. Well, hold on, all right?
Next time you got a freestyle for us.
Oh, man. Don't get me started.
All right, do something. Do it.
We promise not to. Oh, God.
Yeah, you
I'm
know what?
Camden, where we living in the crazy place, different type of struggle, man. You couldn't feel my chase, no level of mind. You just couldn't feel my space. From the city where you talk, then you like they'll take rare breeds, so don't compare me. I beg the differ. My pockets looking fat. I'm trying to stick my figure. Chances of loyalty that got a lot more slimmer. Time to move up out the hood. Time to clear my vision. Drugs is getting crazy. It got a lot more rougher. Hoping it ain't your scam that got a lot more tougher. Protect your little baby. Hope that don't touch it. Just because she a little sick don't mean that age ain't under. It's hitters out here. They gonna really see what that spark do. I'm just about to tell you really see what that charge do. You ain't about to bite. You just sending the bark still. I'll be with some friends that ain't to talk to.
All right.
We see you, girl.
Well, hold on.
Turn it up.
It's the Breakfast Club Change for Change Give Back event.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. All right, we got Desiree on the line. Desiree, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Now, you from Wisconsin?
Yes.
Okay, now you emailed us. What's going on?
Hold on. I'm a little bit out of breath from working out. So basically, I'm a single mom.
a two. And normally I work 2-3 jobs. But recently, about 6 months ago, I had to let one go for my mental health.
Okay.
That place was driving me crazy, whatever. So I had to take a $5 pay cut. And that, like, hurts me because that's a lot.
Right.
Then both my boys' birthday was November. Then my birthday coming up on the 24th. Mm-hmm. And then Christmas is coming up. So I'm just looking to catch a break.
Okay. Catch a break.
Catch a break. Yes, I need a break.
I love the fact that you, you know, the fact that you are prioritizing your mental health. That I like a lot.
Yeah, I'm finally doing that.
Right, but I'm sure financially it's not easy. You got two kids. You said you normally have 2 or 3 jobs. I can't even imagine how you do it all.
I work.
But we do want to help you out this holiday season. So let's see. You got your rent you got to pay. You got a you have a car note.
Car note, car insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you had 2 birthdays that just passed for your kids. You got your birthday coming up. You got Christmas coming up. So I know it's hard to catch a break. And we want to help you catch one.
Okay.
So what can we do for Desiree?
I say $2,000.
Okay. You like two? Okay, you coming in high. I like that. I'm not mad at it, though.
Is that good enough for you, Desiree?
Is $2,000 good, Desiree?
Yes, it is. But can I ask for one favor?
What's that?
Charmaine, can you send me a book?
I got you. I'm going to send you The Unapologetic Guide to Black Mental Health by Dr. Rita Walker. I think that's a great read for you.
Okay.
I'm going to send you that. And you know what? I'm going to send you a pack. I got a few in here. I'm going to send you that. And I'm going to send you a Tamika Mallory State of Emergency, How to Win in the Country We Built.
Okay, thank y'all.
I got you.
All right, hold
all
on.
Right, all right, Desiree, much love to you and your family.
Thank y'all. Y'all too.
Change for Change. It's the breakfast. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Just want to tell you guys, tomorrow, Alicia Keys will be joining us, and also Dr. Faith Jenkins.
Judge Faith Jenkins.
Yeah, Judge.
Judge. Judge Faith Jenkins.
You just made her a doctor.
Charlamagne's a doctor.
I am. Dr. Lenard McKelvey.
See?
Okay, South Carolina State University, honorary degree. What's happening? We out here.
All right, but now before we go, let's talk to one more person. Hello, Sharon?
Yes, I'm here.
Good morning. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God.
Good morning.
Hey, Sharon.
Good morning, Sharon. 803
hey,
Metro, what's happening?
How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. Just talking to y'all is wonderful.
Uh-huh.
And you from West Columbia, right?
Yes, I am.
Tell us the story. What's your story?
Oh, goodness. I have my husband and I are raising our 4-year-old grandson, and he's just been diagnosed. My husband's just been diagnosed with cancer. So radiation and chemotherapy today. So we really just needed this blessing so we could have a happy holiday and show our grandson a wonderful Christmas.
Okay, okay. I heard your grandson wants a Lamborghini.
A Lamborghini.
what you mean, like a whole Lamborghini or like the little toy Lamborghini?
The toy joint? Lamborghini, Charlamagne.
The little ride on toy cars. He's only 4.
Okay, I was going to say, I don't know if we can get you a Lamborghini, but...
and he loves Paw Patrol and Spider-Man, so if we gave you a certain amount of money, you could probably get the little Lamborghini car and take him to see the Spider-Man movie, which comes out tomorrow.
That would be fantastic.
$1,000.
I think that works.
Oh, my God.
$1,000.
Thank you so much.
Done.
Wow.
Done.
Yay.
Deal.
Okay.
You got it.
Wow, thank y'all. Y'all going to have me crying in here.
Okay, no, that's amazing.
Don't cry.
Tears of joy.
If you do cry, just shed one tear. It's just $1,000.
Stop it. $1,000.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. It's amazing.
It is.
Well, thank you, Sharon.
Well, thank
we
you
appreciate
so much.
You, and we love your energy.
Thank you so much. God bless y'all. I really, really appreciate it.
God all bless right. you.
And Sharon, my car show's coming to North Carolina next year, so we'll get your information. We'll get you and the family to come down there if you want to take the trip down there, and that way he can sit in a real Lamborghini.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't like how you said that.
Yeah, why'd you say
that? Sounded
like that
sounded so hard and disrespectful. That way he can sit in a real Lamborghini.
Like, I want to do it, yeah.
See, that would be cool.
I know, but just the way you said it sounds so
what?
Bougie and elitist.
I just said
so he can sit in a real Lamborghini.
I don't have a Lamborghini.
His Lamborghini is real. It's just a toy.
Listen, I have a Chevy, so you know what? I'm basic.
That's a very reliable car.
Ain't nothing wrong with a Chevy.
What year Chevy you got?
A 2012.
Okay. I like that.
All right.
Brand new motor?
Yeah, I'm basic. I'm not bougie.
You are not basic. Brand new engine?
Everything.
You got a brand new engine in that Chevy?
I got everything that came with it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, Sharon.
All right, hold on, Sharon.
Appreciate you, Sharon. West Columbia all day, 803, what's happening?
All right.
All right, Sharon, hold on. Oh, man. We're going to get Sharon's family to the car show, and we're going to get her $1,000 for that Lamborghini. All right? And good luck with that Chevy. All right. Charlamagne.
Damn, every...
Yes, sir.
What? Where you at?
It's kind of shady.
He just can't help it. He's light-skinned. That's his light-skinned shade. He just can't help it.
Chevy.
Yes, it is. That's elite light-skinned shade.
Ow.
So you can ride in a real Lamborghini. Good luck with that Chevy. God damn, man.
Why does she need good luck? Why does she need good luck for her Chevy?
Why
does
she luck for the Chevy? He don't even know.
Could you just say...
I ain't say nothing.
You said it's got a new engine? She said, no,
I'm just asking if she got a new engine.
I got it where it came from. I just said, good luck with it. You said, does it got a new engine?
Oh, God.
She said, I got where it came from. I said, good luck.
All right, man.
I try to do something nice. Get the kid in a real Lambo. No, it's a real
Here
Lambo.
You go.
All right, twink, twink, calm down.
Twink, twink.
Who's the bigger twink, me or him?
You tell me.
Anyway, the positive note is simply this.
What?
No one has ever become poor by giving. Say poor, Envy.
Poor.
Listen how he says it.
How do I say it?
Yeah, he says it.
Oh, subdued.
I know.
Ask me again.
Good
say
luck
poor.
With that.
Wow.
I'm just joking. Y'all can't joke. Breakfast Club, bitches.
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.